The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. Kansas City March wheat opened at 4:29, down one on the open. July, 4:22.5, down 1.25. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 3:55.5, up a quarter on the open. May, 3:66.5, down 3/4. July, 3:75, down 1. September, 3:83, down 3.5. December, 3:96.5, down 1/4 on the open. March corn opened at 2:20, down 1.25 on the open. May, 2:30.5, down 1.25. July, 2:38.5, down 2. September, 2:46.25, down 1.25. December, 2:56, down 1.25. March, 2:61.75, down 1.25 on the open. March oats open at 190.25, down 1.25 on the open. May, 189, down 2. March soybeans opened at 580, down 2.25 on the open. May, 594, down 2. July, 604, down 2.5. August, 606.5, down 1. November, 616, down 2.75. January, 621, down 2 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 179.80, down 70 on the open. May, 182, down 80. March soybean oil opened at 22.20, down 7 on the open. May, 22.60, down 8. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeder cattle opened at 109.75, up 10 on the open. April, 110.67.5, up 2.5. May, 110.80, up 2.5 on the open. February live cattle opened at 92.60, down 30 on the open. April, 90.40, down 20. February lean hogs open at 58.80, up 25 on the open. April, 63, up 20. May, 68, up 7.5. June, 70.25, up 15 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 80 even, up 40 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming on AM 580 as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
Join us this evening at the Effingham County Farm Bureau offices in Effingham, Illinois, for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. The meeting tonight is underway at 7 o'clock. Panelists include Kim Halsapple of Effingham Clay, Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. That's at the Effingham County Farm Bureau offices this evening at 7, and we do indeed hope to see you there. There is no charge for the meeting, and no advance reservation is required. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Want to start with the outside markets, Kurt, where we're seeing gold trading at what is a four-week low, and asking you how much those outside markets are influencing commodities today.
Well, I think it's going to give a little bit of spillover indication. Gold's at a critical point, per se. If you look at the gold futures contract here in April at this 40.548 area, that's basically your 38% retracement back down. We've dipped below that here just in the last minute or two, but if we sort of fail to hold there, we could drop another quick $10 down this 538 area. That's 50%. That would be half the gains that we've seen here over the last few months. So it's kind of critical to keep an eye on it. There seems to be some liquidation in commodities in general as the funds, so-called, come in and redemption phase here and cash in some of the huge profits they've experienced by being along the outside markets for quite some time. However, though, I think the early weakness in the grains will find support. They might so-called diversify from the outside markets for a minute or two with ideas that this break here in the grain market could stimulate a little short-term demand. Then also, too, the South American weather forecast still remains quite iffy for southern Brazil and south into Argentina as the forecasters continue to have that forecast for rain. But as we keep getting a day closer, they keep pushing out a day, so the forecast continues to chase the hopes of rain for the drier areas of Argentina.
Well, then let's look at some particulars in the March beans. Then, do you think that we're going to hold the 563.5 January 8th, 18th support level?
Well, I think we're going to hold higher than that. 577, 575 is sort of considered the lower end of the trading range. If the market's fortunate enough to squeak out higher or closer today, that could propel the March beans back up to the 592 area. So I think that if you look at a chart, it pretty well explains we're in a coiling type of chart formation, waiting for some solid fundamental news to push us one way or the other. And I think we'll stay in this coiling action until we get towards the end of the month in here, then take some direction from there. But range bound at best.
And then let's go ahead and look at the corn charts, where we see the trend is still on the upside, but it seems to be sort of in a consolidating phase.
Yeah, we're putting in a retracement move here. The futures continues to sort of consolidate sideways after the surge we saw here over the last 2 weeks. Near-term support in the March futures is going to come right in near today's low at this 218 area. Failure to hold that suggests maybe we could pull back to a 50% retracement at 215.5. I think the corn market, just like the beans, is going to consolidate here for a minute or two. We've had a good run off the January low. The momentum indicators have kinked over to the downside here for a minute or two. So I believe the corn could probably be bought near today's low in the March and sold back up towards that 225, 226 area for a nickel here and a nickel there type of trade action.
Any chance of reaching the double top of 233?
Well, the longer-term targets are there. When you look at the big picture, I think it's going to have to continue to see this strong export business and tight producer holding. If we continue to see that, we very easily could put 10 cents up here from where we're at right now.
Want to look at the December corn, because it seems to me, if you look at charts, we're beginning to build in some pretty good stiff resistance around the 260 level. And get your thoughts on whether or not we're going to see 270 corn this time around.
Well, to get to 270, I believe we'll have to see more than a 2 million acre drop in the planting intentions report from the USDA at the end of March. Also, too, I think we'll have to have continued weather concerns. The funds continue to buy the marketplace, but yet the raw fundamentals suggest that we still have ample supplies around. So it's going to be a struggle with this 260 area. When you look at 260 minus your basis, that's pretty strong cash bids out there in the countryside to get started with your marketing program.
So give us your place where you're sold up to now.
Well, it varies from individual to individual. As a generic, broad-based recommendation, I believe producers need to be 80% sold on old crop and at least 20-30% sold on new. You know, as far as new crop goes, especially on corn, if you're looking at some of these revenue policies and you've got some insurance protection, I think you probably need to be pretty well sold up to that percentile, whether it's the full coverage, 85 or whatever. You probably need to be at that level prior to March 15th.
Thank you very much, Kurt. Have a good day.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. March wheat in Kansas City at 424, down 6. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade at 352.75, down 2.5. May, 364.25, down 3. March corn, 220.25, down 1. May, 230.5, down 1.25. July, 239.25, down 1.25. December, 256, down 1.25. March soybeans, 583.75, up 1.5. Now make it up 1.25 at 583.5. May, 596.5, up 0.5. July, 606.5, unchanged. November, 619, up 0.25. March soybean meal, 180.70 up 20. March soybean oil 22.28 up 1 at the Merck. March feeders 109.20 down 45. February live cattle 92.10 down 80. February lean hogs 58.65 up 10. Quick look at outside markets. March crude oil at 61.50 off 34 cents. The CRB is off $1.52 at 330.08. The U.S. dollar a penny firmer at 90.60. while the NASDAQ is at 165.71, off $12.04. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILL.UIUC.EDU. The time now is 10 o'clock Central Time.